let's open our Bibles in Romans chapter 8. Scripture reading from the book of Romans chapter 8, verses 1 to 25. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, and condemned sin in the flesh, that the lusciousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit of the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. For then they that are in the flesh cannot praise God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If it so be that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. But if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. 16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. 20. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but the reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travelleth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. 24. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man saith, why doth he yet hope for? 25, the last verse. But if we hope for that, we are not vain. Do we with patience wait for it? Jimba nyimbo yambuku, tigatero, Austin, mungai iwele nga so chunga omweo, buku omweo limeneta wele nga Roma. We just have a hymn song number 50 in our local dialect, and Brother Austin will just read the same very book in our local dialect. Uye wanga Jika lingalira tu sajidozo se saja jalanu yenyeziso imadigo aku utababa siko monse puli bambuza simu wanga woi bila nungu jilu waku luku lutu simu wanga wanga woi bila nungu Imbila nungu wako lukulu omukalaku omukalaku namakiko okuta ena puno mwonesa mupe Tikaona, Nuno Pensi, Ena Muta, Wale Samita, Simuanga, Oye Peranongo, Jino wako lukulutu Simu wanga uimbila nungu Jino wako lukulu Okuwala kwa kwa Ule melelo wa mjisi kaza Janda wa kaupali Jingolila Wabuswe kababa Muna ikeze la fasi Simu wanga, wanga, oe, bela nungu, ilu waku, lukulutu. Simu wanga, oe, bela nungu, Jino wako lukulu Omukabwila Yenimita Imitambo Ita Nakwajibiwa Wachiwewe, kalana, kukoma, bisa, wanilitika, wotimu waka, komame, uipiranu, Mungu jilu wako lukulutu simu waka uimbi adungu jilu wako lukulutu.
Aloma chapter 8, Gambia, Mr. Gawani, Tegeza, Mr. Gabi, Shepine. Mwe watu wa sobano ma Kristu. Kifuajaji sobano, yo abukana ma Kristu, Yesu, alibe kutusidwa. Maguni chila mulo jansi mwa moyo, ma Kristu Yesu, chandima sura ine kula mulo la uchimo. Jila kukifa. Paguli chimene chila mulo sijinache usiza kopeza chila kuhoga matubi. Mulungu alamiza mwana waje wa yeye kamu chifanisilo ya tubi la uchimo. Jibo fuga cha uchimo na suta uchimo mtubi. Kudito higa chache cha chila mulo chila kwa nilive mwaife amene sile la monga matubi kuma monga mamsini. Paguli iyo amene alimonga matubi, asamalia zintu za tubi. Kuma iyo amene alimonga mwanzimu, asamalia zintu za zintu. Paguli kisamalilo ya tubi jiri imifa, kuma kisamalilo ya mzimu jimoyo zipede. Kifuwa kisamalilo ya tubi jida anandimulu. Kuli sikigoja kuchilamulo ya kuli sikikoza kutemu. Nipo iyo amene ali mtubi sangate ukondole samulu. Kuma inu simu ya mtubi ayi kuma mzimu. Ngaritu zimu wa mulungu akalape mwa inu. Kuma ngati mtu alipe mzimu wa Kristu. Si aliwaje wa Kristu. Nipo ngari Kristu akalama inu. Tubiyo nitu ilina kukajikuwa ya ushimu. Kuma mzimu uliwa moyo kwa kwa ngani mzimu wa iye amene anaukisa Yesu ma kwa gufa akalabi mwa inu ya amene anaukisa Yesu kwa gufa adabasa somoyo madubi anu agufu ma simu waje kwa kukala mwa inu ife ndife ana amurungu kifuajaje abale ife jili ama ngawa siyaje atubi hai kukala zimoyo mwonga matubi. Pakuti ngati mukala ni moyo, mwonga matubi, muzafa. Kuma ngati dinsi mufesu, so chita traje za tubi, muzakala ni moyo. Pakuti onse amene atuko zero alinzi mwa mulungu, amene o aliana amu. Pakuti inu, si muna nandira mzimu wa ukagoro kujina sumaka, kuma muna nandira mzimu wa umana umene kifura nao kuti aba. Adati. Zimu yeka ajika umboji pamozi ni zimu watu kuti jili ana amurungu. Nibongati ana kumwekoso olo wa nyumba. Ikinde olo wa nyumba aje amurungu ni olo wa azaje amurungu. Ngalino ipe hii mfazo wawa pamozi nae kutika kakitara jueso kulelelo pamozi. Jone kilo zose zindira ana afu. Kukuli liye sabuli mbasa uku anye mgo ya sobano saa ina kulinga lezidwa ndule meru mene uta kawane zidwa kwa ife. Kukuli chiembegezo cholengi. Kukuli chiembegezo suja cholengi wa jilindiri ila ukumbuluzo la anamulu. Kukuli cholengi wa ajo chakonje silwa uzi. Josa kuna mwini. Kuma chifuwa jaye amene anajipojesa. Nishie mbegezo kuti chorengi idwa chomwe chita masuri wa ukaboro wa chifundi ndikulo wa ufulu wa ulemelo wa na amurungu. Kitu. Pakulisi wakuti chorengi idwa chose chivula. Ndiku kuilwa zoa wa pamozi kupiki la sobano. Ndipo sito lewe joka kuma domwe jilinazo so undukula za msimu ile ipe so jibuula mkari matu njikulila 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 njira umana watu
Amen. Well, reading Romans chapter 8 from verses 1 down to 25 in our local language and English. And we had a song which speaks how great thou art in our local language. We'll just sing the same very song in English so that the brothers and sisters, wherever they are, should join us in worshiping Christ and Him crucified without compromise. How great thou art, hymn number 83 in our local hymn books. Number 83, that we'll sing in English now. We have already sung in Chichewa. Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the ways I have made. I see the star, I hear the mighty thunder, thy path throughout the universe is spread. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When through the womb and first see Christ I wonder, and hear the blessing sweetly in praise. When I looked up from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the broom and feel the gentle breeze. Then sings my soul, my Savior, call to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, call to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son was buried, send him to die, I can't take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly buried, He prayed and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come, we'll shout of our great marshal, and take him on, why joy shall fill my heart. And shall I bow in a humble adoration, and proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, I see your good today. How glad thou art, how glad thou art. Then sings my soul, I see your good today. How glad thou art, how glad thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art. How great thou, yes, how great thou art, then sings my soul. Brother John looked to God in prayer as Brother Ken is ready to start preaching.
Amen. Brother Ken, now it's high time to take the microphone and speak whatever God will speak to you.
Thank you very much. Let's take our Bibles and look once again in Colossians chapter 1. We've been studying through this epistle of Paul to the Colossians, and I want to come back to it. Chapter 1, verses 20 to 29. And I want to speak with you about peace through the blood of the cross. We read, and having made peace through the blood, notice, of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven.
Kuyanjanitsa zindu zonse kwa iye mwiti. Atachita mtendere mwamwazi wa mtanda wache. Mwa yetu kapena zapatziko, kapena za mwamba.
Now when the scriptures speak of the cross, as we see here in verse 20, do not think of the wood of the cross. You notice here it's about him. It's about the one who died on the cross, not the wood of the cross. People today have made an idol out of the actual figure of the cross. You see them hanging it on their walls. You see them carrying it around their necks. They make the cross and they put it on their Bibles, and it has become a symbol of idolatry.
Bible
There are many that, by wearing a figure of the cross, they are warding off evil. That's what they think. If I've got the cross, then evil will not befall me. But I compare the wood of the cross to the wood of the sacrifices of the Old Testament. There was wood laid on the altar, and that wood was designed to be burnt up. But without the sacrifice, without the lamb, the wood was nothing. That's why here in verse 20 it's important to see that Paul is not writing about the wood of the cross, but the one who died on the cross. It's whose cross it is. It says there in verse 20, having made peace through the blood, notice, of his cross. And notice again, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. And then he repeats it, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. It's about who died. So if you have any figurines of crosses, or you have them hanging anywhere in the house, and you think that that is what identifies you as a Christian, I would highly recommend that you take and burn those things, because that's nothing but idolatry. You see, this is what distinguishes those that are truly the Lord's from what religion calls Christianity. We are simple people saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't identify ourselves with symbols and with relics and other things that people carry about so that the world would know that somehow they're Christian.
Notice kabila kukala ima imbidu hapa mwafa kwa mbili kurenda wakamona sivene zizidezi ziba mba kukala kini sifu ayi ama kala mafano amzi wala weka.
You run into people all the time that wear special religious garb, and they want people to know that they're serving God somehow, and they distinguish themselves by what they wear. That's not a child of God. When I'm out in the world in business, going about the business the Lord has given me to do, when people look at me, I dress like those of our country. I wear a suit and tie when I'm doing business, or I dress in the same way that anybody else would dress. There's nothing about me that distinguishes me somehow as a man of God with a long flowing robe or some kind of cross hanging around my neck. No, that's not what distinguishes us from the world. Many times I'm around people who are religious, and they're talking about their religious organizations and their works, etc. And in the course of the conversation, the Lord may direct me to speak of Christ and point them to Christ. And they look at me and they say to me, oh, so then you are a Christian. And I will answer them not as the world describes it, but as the scriptures describe it. Yes, I gladly own that Christ Jesus alone is my Redeemer and Savior.
Amen. Kaizambiri, chifo yezo vala zibire antu ama vala zisha. Ziwa pangita kuri antu o vala zone roho, aziku mana mosa mora kupaka mpilana za morongo. Ife amene ma vala za wamba, zima unika kuri za mungu za zisiri kuzitiwa. Nga ata kanduwa na kuri ndamba kwa ala kira kwa gana na watika, kwa kutiwa sindi wa mkirisiru. Ngeni mauzo na ainero sindi na mkirisiru, munga tziku ulima kanizira kuri mkirisiru ndani. Kwa ine ndine amene nda ime kihika.
It's interesting to me because when you're out and about, you can pick out these people that are caught up in their religion of what they call Christianity because they walk a certain way, they talk a certain way. They carry themselves a certain way, and you can look at them and say they belong to some sort of religious organization. And yet if they look at you, there's nothing that distinguishes you, because we're not part of that. We walk as unto Christ in this world, and not unto men.
Munga mpingo, kaya uniformu, kule zidziwika nazo, kule ya wandenwa, mpingo wama zidziwika uniformu, ai. Chiwele jima kufunika, utenga wabu ino kufumbulu kwa nkarima moyo wabu. Kuma nkatiputa kala dike na kake, kamene antu ataba uona, nkamene kwa siku siya nitani ndanzano. Kamene kwa chaku, kamene kama kubangitza inuyo, ukala fano lanu, ula mtiko lanu, kule mule pere, kusindiki ila nikuunfa, utenga wabu ino munga meno na funiko na kwele na wainoe.
Here's the point that what separates us out from the world is not in how we walk or talk or act before men. What separates us out is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it occurred over 2,000 years ago. Therein is our salvation.
Chimene chida tirikanitsa ifeyo ndi mwazi wambuye wa Jesu Kristu. Kwaso kuti zikachitika liti, zikachitika kale kale zaka 2000 zapita mbuyo mo. Yesu ena amafapa mtata. Mpamene akakungamitsa ndi kupulumutsa anthu ako. Chonga tsiku limene lero tikakhala wopatulidwa ndi kupulumutsidwa kale.
Talk to people today and ask them where and when and how did they make their peace with God, or was their peace made with God? And they'll tell you, well, at a certain point in time, I decided to follow Jesus, or I went forward and I made a profession of faith. They point to a point in time where they did something for God.
Olopakati pateni December la, mwen 2008, chako 2010, olo 1980, chako uti, pabene nda kongashi sako, ufomeleza Yesu, uralo wengaremo mwe wanga, nita msatila bemhelo, nita panga sibelezo, nita mwena kutogolo, nita kutadila, nika yamba kwenda mwe wachiero, uchoka saibene fano vanda kala wopuro muka. Antu ama ganisa nga tikuti, zimele ada panga tikulina la kebo panga chisanko, nizimele zima pangitse wopuro muka.
Notice here in Colossians 1:20, it does not say having made peace through my deciding for Jesus. Notice it does not say having made peace through my efforts to please God. Notice it does not say having made peace by walking an aisle or raising my hand to accept Jesus or saying the sinner's prayer. It says, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Those two are the same. To speak of the cross of Christ is to speak of his blood shed unto death.
Now,
there are many human civilizations down through the time, and perhaps even some that exist today, where bloodletting was or is used to resolve conflicts.
Alipotua tambiri miyambo mpaka na pano uchokila karekane kama nukukesele kwa mwazi mkumele kwa mwesa mtendere mwora akura atafela ziwa wawa kifora adafa mwazula kesele uri mpele mtendere mwela hai sisi onche hai.
Where I grew up in the Central African Republic, there was a country next to us where there were certain tribes at that time that even practiced human sacrifice. They believed by shedding human blood that somehow they would appease the gods or even show respect to their leaders.
Umenoma kurubi za kubereka nsembe, ipo umakurubi uri nsembe zina,
At one time, there were actually 8 different cultures in the history of the world that had been very affluent, in other words, prospering, that practiced human sacrifice, the shedding of blood, thinking by that somehow to be able to continue to find favor of their gods, and yet none of those cultures exist today. They're all extinct.
Kumato miyambo imeleyo, inakala njitu kwa ntawi kwa panova idata, pano atuadalega kupana, ngalindira yobelega stembe.
But even if they don't practice human sacrifice, there are many cultures, and you have them there, in your country, people that still offer animal sacrifices. They think that somehow by killing a chicken, or killing a goat, or whatever type of animal it is, by shedding that blood, that somehow they are getting acceptance with their God. Now there's some that may even read the Bible and say, well, throughout the Old Testament, that's what people did. They brought sacrifices before God, and they offered them unto Him. And so it must be that we would continue to do so today. But when we read, particularly in the epistle to the Hebrews, concerning those sacrifices that were offered, they were never intended to bring eternal peace or reconciliation between the sinner and God. For example, in Hebrews chapter 10, and beginning with verse 1, it tells us, yes, God instituted those sacrifices, but it says the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make the comers thereunto perfect.
Chikamona heberi muruteli ndimagayo ya bayo, chikuona mulungu wako kazili za kubereka sembe kodi, chifaa kula kula kule vesi yo ya bayo. Pagulishi na mulo, wakala na wamtuzi wa zogoma, ziri mkuta. Fosa ni chifani zilo jeni jeni, chiasi mtuzo, siji konzatu, nisembe za mwezi, jaga nijaga, zimene azibe heka kwa seregeza, waya sila angwilo, iwo aguyandikira.
And in verse 2, the writer to the Hebrews tells us that if those sacrifices could have brought perfection, could truly have reconciled the sinners to God, then would they not have ceased to be offered? Because that the worshipers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins.
Akuti pakatapanda kutero kodi saka daleka kuzipereka
chifuorumigirao saka takalana chuchu kumbumtima chama chimo wabeza adairesedwa kamozi.
The fact that they were to continue to offer these sacrifices showed then that they could not in reality put away any sin, and they did not.
Nkhani ya kuti chifukwa chimene amapitirizira kupereka nsembe chaka ndi chaka ndipo nsembezo zimalephera kuchotsa machimo awanthuwo.
It's just the opposite, as it says in verse 3, that in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. Every time they offered, it was a remembrance that as sinners they were at enmity with God. And so you see the importance of verse 4. It is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. None of those sacrifices in the Old Testament actually put away any sin. In reality, they were but a type and picture of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, who's called the Lamb of God, that when He should come, and that He should lay down His life and shed His blood unto death, that there and then should reconciliation be made with God for those for whom He shed His blood.
Imene ikamuumbole ndi kumuyeretsa, ndipo yadzafa kamodzi tchimo la munthu lonse kuchotsedweratu ndi kutseratu.
That's why in Hebrews 10:5, we see it begins with wherefore. So here's the conclusion. Wherefore, notice, when He cometh into the world, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, He saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldst not. In other words, blood of bulls and goats, that's not what pleased God. But a body hast thou prepared me.
If what I have when the matter fight, I remember my word in my issue, my word in my issue, they would have one bank or our money is uncanny. Would you go on Zeke or Abbas, yes, we are done in a mau, a putty, same village of America, Simuzifuna, or another suffer someone's own pussy, one mombe, one horse, come to Milanga.
Before the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world, He existed from eternity with His Father, but He was not in the form of a body. It was necessary that coming into the world, a body should be prepared Him.
Adala kupulumutsa kale anthu koma adala sadaonekere mthupi kodi kuti Mulungu adakonzera kuthupi lake kuti munthu oyoyikika lidzabadwe kuti lidzachotse tchimo la munthu zimene zidachitika kale kale mwakukonza kwa Mulungu.
That's why when He came into the world, He did not come into the world as a spirit or as an angel. He was conceived in the womb of Mary and brought forth as a child, exactly like those people that He came to
save.
So it shows us that the whole purpose for Him coming into the world was to die, was to lay down His life, to shed His blood. God cannot die. That day on the cross, God did not die, but the man, Christ Jesus, died.
chonda chikuru chimene adabwerera mdzikono lapansi kuti akafe kukachotsa tchimo la munthu ndiye popeza mulungu samafa iyeyo adadzitembereza yekha kuti akhale mthupi ndicho ngati thupilo ndi limene likafe limene lili thupi la mbuye yesu khristu pachifukwa chocho yesu anafa pa mtanda kuchotsa tchimo.
That's why it's repeated here in Hebrews 10:6, in burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast had no pleasure. There wasn't one sin put away. There was not one sinner that was redeemed by the blood of bulls and goats.
Kunandauza kuti palibenso chimene munthu adakondwera ndi nsembe yochokera kumbuzi, kungombe, kaya kunkhosa.
They were but a covering for sin, but a covering just means that the sin for a time was hidden before God's face. It could not put away sin.
Cholimba cha mwazi wa nyama, Bible limati chitali chophimba. Naka mali kuphimbira. Ndiyo chimo lijalida nguwa bisika pa masono mungu wa mungu amali wonade. Ndiyo nchipake iso alafumika abwele unaka chose timiru kama chimo lijalida nguwa pimbika di magazi anyama.
It all has to do with the coming and the doing and the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ for there to be peace and reconciliation with God.
Kukwela kwake nchito yake yonse, kufa kwake, choni kate chikulu kuna ukabwele sabu ya njanisa, chia njaniso, kwa hiyo amene mulungu adawa sanka, amene adawa konsiratu kutaka feredo kutaka promosirwe.
That's why we read in verse 7, again, these are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, but they're actually quoted from the Old Testament when he says, then said I, verse 7, lo, here it is again. I come, and then it says, in the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Now when it says, in the volume of the book it is written of me, it's speaking of the Old Testament scriptures, that in those Old Testament scriptures, every time a lamb was slain, every time an animal was put to death, it was foreshadowing, it was looking forward to the death of the Lord Jesus Christ when he should come.
Mawoti pamutu pachi pabuku palembedwa za ine akulandauza za chipangano chakale kuti pena paliponse zimayankhula za Yesu Khristu kodi kuti pamene nyama imaphedwa inali kulankhula zoona kuti wina wake wabwino adzenekera kuphedwa kuti achotse tchimo la munthu amene ali mdziko lapansi koma osankhidwa.
Again, it's reiterated here in verse 8. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings, and offering for sin thou wouldst not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, verse 9, lo, I come to do thy will, O God.
Kapena kukondwera nazo zimene ziperekedwa monga mwalamulo ndimakana ine kuti pamenepo anati taonani ndafika kudzachita chifuniro chanu.
So this gives us guidance as to how we're to read the scriptures. It's all about Christ, but when we read the Old Testament scriptures, we see him there set forth in type and picture and prophecy through those Old Testament sacrifices, but it all was foreseen his coming into this world in the fullness of the time when God sent forth his Son.
Kuti tsogolera kuti pamene tikuwerenga mawu
tidziwe kuti chine chose chinoti chiverenge muchipangano chakare chimalankhula za Yesu ndioti tamaerenga chipangano chatsopano tiziona kuti ndikukwaniritsidwa kwa malemba anoti chipangano chakare chidalankhula komanso kamba za Yesu Khristu Bible pali nkhani ya Yesu basi.
And notice how definitive that coming was and his laying down his life, because at the end of verse 9 it says, he taketh away the first. That means it's been fulfilled that he may establish the second. The second is what? It's what we enjoy today living in this gospel time whereby Christ has already paid the sin debt, and because of that death we stand reconciled with God.
Chifanga ndimangana inoswa kumapiriroyo akuti achotsa choyambacho kuti ndakuzauti chakwaniritsidwa kuti akaike chachiwiricho ndichimene tikukondwera nacho lero kuti utenga wachisomo mene tikuulankhulawo ngwakuti sitiuyenekera sokubwera ndi nsembe ndi nyama koma kuti akale tiperekera kale m'malo mwathu m'malo mwake tikondwera na ambuye chifukwa cha ichi.
There are many today that have never seen the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. They believe that somehow by their profession they have been forgiven their sins up to the point of their believing, but now they need to go back to the law and strive to work out a life that's going to be pleasing to God. Otherwise, the death of Christ alone can't save them. That's how they see it.
Ndipo masowa ngakhungu samazindikira ndipo amaganiza kuti angakhale zili choncho koma mbepo likufunikira kuti iwo achitepo kanthu kuti akapulumuke amaona ngati pali kufunikira kuti awerenge chilamulo kuchitsatira kuti ndi zimene zikondowapanga iwowo kuwalungamitsa ndi kukhala woyera pamaso pa mulungu anthu oterewo uthenga wabwino sadaonekere kwa iwo.
But those that the Spirit of God has taught and revealed Christ in, when you ask them, when is it that you were saved? The answer is, it's when Christ paid the debt and laid down his life. Notice how the writer to the Hebrews put it there in verse 10. It's by the which will. So that's talking about God's will. Notice, we are sanctified. That is, set apart unto holiness through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ. Notice, once for all. The writer to the Hebrews said, by the which will. When you come back here to Colossians chapter 1, and you notice in verse 19, it says, and it pleased the Father that in him, that is, in the Lord Jesus Christ, should all fullness dwell. Please the Father means that it was according to the good will and pleasure of God, the Father, from all eternity, to lay up all fullness in Christ Jesus for his chosen people. And you notice in verse 20, it says, having made peace. That means it's finished. There was a reconciliation that took place once Christ had shed his blood. And that's why it says in the second part of the verse, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. Where there's peace, there's reconciliation. where there's reconciliation, there's peace that has been made. That word reconciliation, I don't know how it's in the Chichua language, but in English it has the reconciliation. So that supposes a former state of being conciled or being at one with God, which was lost.
Yes, that's the same thing like here. We start with ku. Nchimozimozi kunongwa kusirutso kumalawi kuhurumu mwamba kwa nchikuma hapa kuyambandi reconciliation. Mawole reconciliation akubwela mchichewa kuti kuyanjanitsidwa. Now, akamandi kuyanjanitsidwa zulanda zuri poya mpatitari woyanjana naye kuma titarekana, titatahika, ubale ulata, sinifa wenzi. Ne alechita kutibwele zaso, kutitika kaliso woyanjana naye.
When were sinners previously at one with God? Well, it was when God created Adam, and before the fall. But now, since the fall, all sinners in Adam are separated from God. Now when Adam and Eve fell back in the garden, there in Genesis chapter 3, they thought to be able to cover their nakedness with fig leaves. That's the works of their hands. But remember, God took off those fig leaves, and right from the beginning, he slew innocent animals, blood was shed, and he covered Adam and Eve with those skins.
Adam and Eve, asana chime, ubare wa odari bwino ni munu. Mboto onse, tidari urunga manduwa ila mwaiye. Kuma hata ngo chima, ukeneze chapter 3, Adam and Eve kutisokera ye kama saba,
So because of their sin, there was separation with God, but even the slaying of those animals and covering them with the skins could not reconcile them to God. That's why God chased them out of the garden and put his angels there with a flaming sword. That was not reconciliation. According to what we're reading here and throughout the New Testament, is that it's when the Lord Jesus Christ shed his blood unto death, that's when peace was made, and that's when reconciliation took place. Now that wasn't made for every single person in the world, but for those that the Father, from all eternity, purposed to save. It was there and then in the death of the Lord Jesus Christ that they were pardoned and that they were justified before God. Those who have been saved have been saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It took him coming and satisfying the law and justice of God to the glory of God, and he did it. You notice it says there, having made peace in Colossians 1:20. It was an attempt to make peace, like some say, well, he died, but you still may end up going to hell anyway. No, if he paid your sin debt, that peace was made. When it says there, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, we know that Christ's blood was not shed for angels, so it's not talking about angels. It's a way of describing that there has been full reconciliation made for those sinners for whom Christ died, whether they be in earth or those who have gone before and now are in heaven. None are there but by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I had hoped to be able to get further than this one verse, but we'll take this up next time to see how that reconciliation has been worked out in the lives of those for whom Christ paid the debt. And how this message of the cross is the only message which any that the Lord raises up have to preach. It's Christ and Him crucified. In verses 21 to 29, we have the testimony of the Apostle Paul of how the cross made the difference for him. He was a religious man. He was zealous for the law, but when it pleased God to reveal Christ in him, everything changed. That's why he said in Galatians 6 and verse 14, but God forbid that I should glory, notice, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. He had but one message, the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Verse And by God's grace, that's the message he's given us to preach. And I pray the Lord will continue to instill in our hearts and minds that there is no other message than that.
Amen.
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 We are so thankful to God because of the message, the last chapter you have been ended with, Galatians 6, verses 14. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world.
Mm.
What a comfort.
Amen.
For sure, to God be all the glory and honor because of whatever he purposes and directs.
Mm.
So, we'll sing the song, Take Me As I Am, in English, and which speaks about myself, never to glorify in myself. In me there is nothing that I can do in order to be glorified, but it's only in Christ and Him crucified is where my glory is. Psalm number 69. Jesus, my Lord, to Thee I come, unless Thou help me, I must die. Oh, bring Thy free salvation now, take me as I am, and take me as I am, and take me as I am, my only prayer, Christ die for me, oh take me as I am. Every I am full of you, but yet for me thy blood was free, and thou hast made me what thou wilt, but take me as I am, and take me as I am, and take me as I am, my only prayer, Christ died for me, oh take me as I am. No grief I sure can I make, my best resolve I only pray, yes, send me forth thine own and save, and take me as I am, and take me as I am, and take me as I am, my only prayer, Christ died for me, oh take me as I am. Behold,
Gracious Father, how unworthy we are even to hear such a message as this concerning the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that you shed on behalf of sinners such as we are. But to be able to not just listen to the message, but by your grace and spirit to hear this message brought home to sinful hearts that causes us to look away from ourselves, to see our lost estate before you, and to see how the Lord Jesus Christ reconciled such sinners as we are to yourself. Oh, what a glorious message it is, and how needful for our own hearts. Else we would be following after the world and following after those who still think that by the sacrifice of their hands, somehow they're gaining acceptance with you. I'm thankful, dear Father, that it has pleased you to separate us out unto yourself through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you did not leave us to ourselves, but to learn now by your Spirit what's taught here in your Word concerning that complete, full, free, and final reconciliation and justification there at the cross. We, as Paul, declare that we glory in nothing save in him who was crucified. And so I pray for these that you've gathered, all that have been brought to listen, and know that those for whom Christ paid the debt, you will in your time give ears to hear. So we commend each soul unto you, knowing that you know those that are yours. And we give you the praise, honor, and glory in our dear Savior's name. Amen.
Amen.